Insight on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Tarot International. The Tarot trainers are experts in helping you and your business to achieve, lead, and outclass in every situation. Learn more at tero.com.
Welcome back to Insight on Business, the News Hour. Grateful that you have clicked through yet again today. We're going to take a little bit different tact today. We're going to be talking with Al Womble. If you know that name, you must be in Iowa because Al Womble has been all over the state of Iowa. He is working for an organization called No Justice, No Peace. And, hold on, one of the reasons that he is on a Business News Hour show is because businesses sometimes have, well, trepidation, some great fear about what the heck is going on in the state of Iowa and across the nation when we hear the words No Justice, No Peace. We're going to talk about that and more with Al Womble. Al, welcome to the Business News Hour. Grateful that you've cut out some time to be with us today. Thanks.
Well, thank you so much for having me, Michael. I greatly appreciate being here. And, you know, our trip across to Iowa is only half complete. We still have several more cities to visit on our I Will Vote tour. And we're pretty excited about the progress we're making so far.
Yeah, you have been all over the state of Iowa, you and others in the No Justice, No Peace. Well, let's go back, and we're going to talk about that and some of your experiences. But let's dive into what does this mean? What do business owners out there in a predominantly non-political culture, for the most part, when they look at No Justice, No Peace, they see national symbols. And it can be kind of scary for people because they don't know, okay, what does this mean? What's going on? What do you want? And so I'll let you take it from there. What should business people know and understand about the organization that you're representing across the state of Iowa, Al?
Certainly. Thank you for that question. So No Justice, No Peace is a nonpartisan organization. We are a PAC. And when we talk about No Justice, No Peace, what we really mean is that without justice when it comes to healthcare, education, economics, then there's no peace as far as peace of mind. When we create peace of mind, that's when we find that we can all move forward together as a society in a much more productive manner. So those are the things that we are looking for. You know, true justice when it comes to, you know, our voting rights, true justice when it comes to, you know, the things that might become disparities that affect individuals' lives. So it is an organization that is trying to say, how do we smooth out these gaps so we can continue to work together as a society in a peaceful manner? And that manner starts, you know, first with just being able to say, I realize tomorrow I'm going to wake up and it's going to be a good day because there is justice in this society. So I don't have to think and worry about, you know, people having protests or people being upset. You know, we've come around the corner and we've gotten to a good place where now those disparities are smoothed out. And so now we can all continue and work together.
Al Womble is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. We're talking about the non-for-profit, nonpartisan No Justice, No Peace organization. So we have reported extensively, Al, about income inequality, wealth inequality. We've talked about joblessness. We've talked about health care. We've talked about a host of things that are political, but at the same time, they shouldn't be. They should be, in a country as great as ours, something that has equality written all over it, I would think, or at least that's the way it's supposed to be. As you talk with people out there with No Justice, No Peace, what are the concerns that they have, the people that you're interacting with, what are they saying to you? What are top-of-mind issues that they're concerned about?
Well, I would say that it would be the same things that every American is, you know, concerned about. Making sure that I get a good-paying job with proper benefits. Making sure that I have access to health care, making sure that I have equal access to education, making sure that I have access to mental health, and that I also have equal treatment and representation before the law. And those are some of the things that, you know, people are really concerned about, but they're also concerned about infrastructure development within their communities. Many individuals see where, you know, maybe streets have been in disrepair, you know, that they have seen, you know, not the economic development that they've seen in other places with, you know, stores closing. And when stores close, that also means that jobs go away. And when jobs go away, that makes it more difficult for individuals, especially if they're relying on public transportation. And the, you know, way that we have public transportation set up here in Iowa, it's not always easy for an individual who then has to travel quite a distance to get to a job. If you just live, like, say, on the north side of Des Moines, if you live in Urbandale and you work, for instance, say, on the south side of Des Moines down on off Army Post Road, the ability to use public transportation in order to get to that job is very limited. So these are the things that people are concerned about. You know, having that equal chance to get that good paying job, having that chance to have health care whenever they're sick or ill, having that chance to send their child to a good school that is properly funded and where they have, you know, the correct amount of teachers, and having, you know, infrastructure development within their own areas. You know, these are things that are very important to individuals.
Absolutely. We're talking with Al Womble, ladies and gentlemen, No Justice, No Peace. And as we're framing this, what we're talking about, and to break this down once again, is that justice is a broad category of many different inputs for individuals that are living not only in Iowa, but across the United States. And the peace, as Al just indicated, is peace of mind. And if you don't have, if your family's not financially stable, if your business is not financially stable, if your customers are not financially stable, you have no peace. And it is a, you know, it's a drain on everything. Well, Al, you've been, and I've been watching some of your posts as you've been traveling. You've been in school districts supporting individuals who have some racial concerns. You've been signing up voters all across the state of Iowa. I guess that's it's a pretty large state, you know, 3.5 million people, something like that, and loads of places to go. Where do you usually go to set up a stand to register voters? Where are you hanging out at mostly?
So we are very fortunate that there are certain businesses that have understood that we are a nonpartisan organization, that we are not there to advocate for one party or another, that we are not there to advocate for one candidate or another. We just want to make sure that we are registering people to vote, educating people on how to vote, because there are a lot of first-time voters out there that, you know, are unfamiliar with the process. So walking them through the process of how to, you know, vote by mail or do those things. And so we are lucky that there are some churches that have, businesses, but we've also been to churches. We've been to certain college campuses. We've set up in parks. And, you know, what I would say to different businesses out there, if we, you know, request to do voter registration at your location. And I know that some people are very nervous these days because we're in a tense time in American politics, that we're simply there making sure that everyone has the right to vote. We're not there to advocate for one person or another. We're not there to scream at people or yell at people or anything like that. We're just there to make sure, hey, are you registered to vote? And if you've already registered, have you voted? Or do you have a plan for how you're going to make sure that your vote gets counted?
Al Womble, ladies and gentlemen, full disclosure, I will tell you that I have known Al for a number of years outside of the issues that we're talking about. He's a former Drake football player, weren't you? Is that right?
Yep. I was a nose guard. So it was a really exciting time. I loved my time at Drake University. I think it's an excellent institution. I loved playing football. I think one of the things that one of my coaches told me that has stood to me to this day when it comes to how you should act in everything that you do, and that is that Football is a sport that requires tremendous individual effort within a team atmosphere. Mm. And to me, this, whether you're running a business or a political campaign or a nonprofit or a bakery, that's, I think, the attitude that everybody should carry forward with themselves.
Right. It's a fascinating sport. And ladies and gentlemen, should you ever have the opportunity to meet Al, you will know right away that he must have played football at a high level because he's a big dude. All right. So you've been traveling around the state of Iowa. I got which is what precipitated this conversation between you and I. I got an email from a Reverend Johnston yesterday, and it was quite a frightening email, actually. I was stunned that there, as you've been going about the work of getting people registered to vote and educating them about the voting process and telling them about what No Justice, No Peace means, you've been intimidated in many cities across Iowa. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Certainly. And just for the sake of not creating any sort of controversy, I'll leave the names of the cities out, but I will tell you about some of the things that have happened to us. So in one location that we set up, we had a white pickup truck circle us slowly about four different times. And each time they came around, they, you know, gave us the evil eye. We've had people come up and challenge us what we're doing there, and do we even have a right to be there? We have had people tell us that, you know, we should leave. We have been threatened before, that they don't appreciate what we're doing and we should go. And it really just makes me very concerned for my nation and very sad for the state of Iowa, which I love very much. I'm a lifelong Iowan. I love my state. And when I see ugly actions and attitudes like this, it is something that makes me think, you know, if I were saying this in the 1960s, everybody would say, yeah, it's pretty bad. But now that we're in 2020 and we're facing that same sort of intimidation, that questioning of our right to be there, the threats that we have occasionally received, sometimes in person, sometimes via Facebook Messenger or other means, it is frightening, you know, and especially when we realize some of these people may be armed. But at the same point, it is not going to dissuade neither, you know, Reverend Johnson, our companion William Sims, or myself from doing what we're doing. And it just makes me realize that what we're doing is all that much more important.
Al, when you are visiting with people and they come up to you and they challenge your right to be wherever, or they are questioning your motives, are you able to engage in any conversation? And then do they seem to then understand what's going on, or do they leave with the same animosity that they approached you with?
Well, usually the way the confrontations have gone is that, I explain to people, hey, we're just here to register anybody and everyone to vote. We're not here to tell people who to vote for or what party they should vote for. And then we always explain that we have permission to be here from, you know, whatever entity has given us permission to be there in, you know, or, you know, if we're at a park, we show them our permit for being able to be at that particular park. And it usually kind of settles people down. But the one thing that sometimes, you know, is when we have that sort of face-to-face confrontation, you know, I don't know if they walk away with less animosity, but at least they understand then we have permission to be there. So they don't quite confront us quite as much. The thing that concerns me more is when we have, you know, the trucks that drive by again and again. We've also had situations where cars will park across the street from us and individuals start taking pictures of us. That also is a subtle form of intimidation as well. And it makes me wonder who is taking those pictures, for what purpose, and where are those pictures going to end up?
We're speaking with Al Womble, ladies and gentlemen. He is with No Justice, No Peace, making treks all over the state of Iowa, registering people to vote in the upcoming election. You know, we're, 12 days away, I think it is, from the election. Is this an organization, Al, that will continue after November 3rd?
Absolutely. And I just want to add a little thing to the last thing I said. You know, most of our interactions and most of the places we've gone, people have been warm, people have been welcoming. Some of the businesses and churches that we've worked with have been absolutely fantastic. It's just occasionally that we run into those things that it makes me sad.
Sure.
No Justice, No Peace is looking to continue after the election. Our goals then are to make sure that, you know, number one, just political information. You know, when it comes to some of the legislation that comes, you know, before individuals up at the State House, to read through those particular pieces of legislation, you know, can even make our elected representatives' eyes spin. So when you talk about, you know, your single mom who's working two jobs to keep a roof overhead, you know, your guy working construction 12 hours a day, you know, your individual who may be unemployed, they don't always have the time to read through that. So part of our thing is to read through that, break it down, and be able to let people know how these particular pieces of legislation will affect their lives personally.
And so the idea is to be a conduit from the legislators or the legislative body that's drafting bills to the general public to try to explain to them what the impact of those bills may be on their lives. Will you be working in the other direction as well, taking the concerns of your constituency to the legislators?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I think one of the most important things that we have to do is, you know, I know a lot of our elected officials, both Republicans and Democrats, do spend quite a bit of time out there talking to their individual constituencies, but they don't have the time to talk to everybody. And I know that there are people who have checked out of politics and therefore don't go to some of these, you know, meetings or attend some of these virtual town halls. And it's our ability then to break it down and show these people, you know, how this legislation is going to affect them and why they should care about it. Because, you know, those who often attend these different meetings, town halls, or county party organizations have already, you know, as you say, drunk the Kool-Aid. But this is to make sure that, you know, everybody has that chance to understand what's happening and then us understand their concerns and make sure that we express those to the elected officials. Because there's a lot of people out there that we have talked to throughout the state of Iowa who feel like their voices are not being heard, that their issues are not being addressed. And that's part of what we want to make sure that we do.
His name is Al Womble. Ladies and gentlemen, we've been talking about No Justice, No Peace, what that really means, not only in the business context, but in the context of our employees, the people that we work with, our neighbors, our friends. And doing yeoman's work all across the state of Iowa, visiting many, many, many cities and towns, and simply explaining to people what their organization is and exactly what they're doing when they go to register people to vote and participate in the political process. Al, thanks so very much for being with us. I'm appreciative that you've cut out some time to do this. Travel safely, my friend.
And thank you very much. And if I could just say one last thing, Michael, is that, you know, when individuals feel that they are free from forms of discrimination, intimidation, when they feel like their actual their life and their health are being taken care of, then they have peace of mind and they can be a more effective worker in your workspace. When you come to work and you are feeling distracted, as some of us do when we've had a loved one sick. When you have a loved one sick, you come to work and your mind's not fully on work. Well, sometimes that sickness takes the form of discrimination or intimidation. And if you can come to work without that, you are then going to be a much more effective employee and get so much more done in your workspace. And that's one of the things we want to try and help provide.
Well said. Productivity is important. And if you do have justice, you do have peace of mind and you can be more productive. Al, thanks so very much.
Thank you for having me on, Michael. I greatly appreciate it.
Once again, that's the voice of Al Womble from No Justice, No Peace, traversing the state of Iowa, registering voters, and explaining the political process, something that we think perhaps business should know about. Well, that's a wrap for today's edition of the Business News Hour. Thanks so very much for joining us. We will have, by the way, links to No Justice, No Peace up on our radio blog. For all of us that put this together each and every day, Chap Ramsey is our production coordinator, sales and marketing Aaron Libby. The voice of the Business News Hour is Hunter Pease, and the music you're listening to right now was arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Glidlett of Jam Good Productions. For all those folks and for Al Womble, my name's Michael Libby. Have yourself a great evening. Be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good day.